Today, we'd like to study the title of Jezebel's Lust in the 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 1 to 37. To another race of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 6, then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king of the people of the Lord of Israel." What character can we see in God's saying? Question 2. In verse 22, now it happens when Joram saw Jehu, and he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" So he answered, "What peace? As long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many, what do you think about Jehu's answer?" Last question in verse 35, so they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Why did they find no more of her than them? Verses 1 to 13 considers Jehu became the king of Israel. Verses 14 to 26 regards Joram, the king of Israel, killed. Verses 27 to 29 regard Ahaziah, the king of Judah, killed. Verses 30 to 35 regards Jezebel's lust. Verses 1 to 13, Jehu became the king of Israel. Verse 1, and Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophet and said to him, "Get yourself ready, or gird up your loins, ready to leave soon. Take this flask of oil in your hand and go to the Ramoth Gilead, where there is battle place against the king of Assyria, who had injured Joram, the king of Israel. Now when you arrive at that place, took there for Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him rise up from among his associates, and take him to an inner room, then take the flask of oil and pour it on his head and say, 'Thus says the Lord,'" the Lord's statement, the Lord's saying, "I have anointed you king of Israel, then open the door and flee and do not delay." So the young man, the servant of the prophet Elisha, went to Ramoth Gilead, the battle place against Syria, and when he arrived, they were the captains of the army. There are soldiers sitting, and he said, "I have a message for your command, the chief of soldiers." Jehu said, "For which one of us?" And he said, "For your commander, the chief of soldiers." Then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel," the Lord's statement, "I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord over Israel." Here, God's saying, "I have anointed you king," we can see the character of righteousness, righteous God. Because God, Jehu, anointed as a king, for an instrument of judgment against the Israelites. Even if most Israelites forsake God and worship the Baal, but God said, the people of the Lord, which is Israel, still God considered the Israel people the people of the Lord, or the people of Jehovah. In the 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14, about 20 years ago, Elijah time, Elijah said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. So here we can see Israel people forsake God and worship the Baal. So nevertheless, God still loves Israel people. So here we can see the faithfulness of God. Verse 7, you shall strike down the house of Ahab, your master, and I may avenge the blood of my covenant, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free. There cited the 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 21. So what happened, we'll see 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1 here. And it came to pass after this thing that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So then Ahab stole Naboth's vineyard and killed him. Here, verse 19, you shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, have you murdered and also taken possession over Naboth? And you shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, the Lord is saying, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, dogs shall lick your blood, even yours. So Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, or look, I will bring calamity on you. I will take away your posterity, or your descendants, and will cut off from Ahab every male in Israel, both bond and free. So Jehu is the descendant of Ahab, completely Ahab's descendants, destroys Ahab's descendants, and the bond and free people too. Verse 9, so I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, completely destroyed, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, also completely destroyed, the son of Ahijah. There is the 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 28-29. Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And it was so, when he became king, that he killed all the house of Jeroboam, right here. Killed all the house of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam anyone that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. Also, we see the house of Baasha also completely destroyed it too. 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 3 and 4. Surely I will take away the posterity, or the descendant of Baasha, and the posterity, the descendant of his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat who have belonged to Baasha, and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the fields. Why God allowed to so? Because to develop his judgment, develop his righteousness through instrument of judgment. The dogs shall eat Jezebel on the plot of ground Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. This is Elijah prophecy, the 1 Kings chapter 21, 23. And concerning Jezebel, the Lord also spoke, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Verse 11, then Jehu came out to the servant of his master, and one said to him, is all well? Why did this madman come to you? And Jehu said to them, you know the man and his babble. And they said, a lie, tell us now. So he said this and this. He, the young man, spoke to me, to Jehu, saying, thus says the Lord, I have anointed, God anointed you king of Israel. Then each man hastened to take his garment and put it under him on the top of the steps. And they blew trumpets, saying, Jehu is a king. Now Jehu became the king of Israel. Now, then, verses 14 to 26, Joram, the son of Ahab, the king of Israel, killed. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had been defending Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, against Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram had returned to Jezreel to recover from the wounds. So Jezreel, one of the palaces, the wounds which the Syrian had inflicted on him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria, as stated in the 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 29. And Jehu said, if you are so minded, let no one live or escape from the city to go and tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram was laid up there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, had come down to see Joram, because Joram is Ahaziah's uncle by his mother's side, because his uncle was wounded. Now a watchman stood on the tower in Jezreel, and he saw the company of Jehu as he came, and said, I see a company of men over the spies. So, and Joram said, get a horseman and send him to meet them, and let him say, is it peace? So the horseman went to meet him and said, thus says the king, is it peace? So horseman, the representative of the king, Joram. And Jehu said, what have you to do with peace? Turn around and follow me. So Jehu ordered him to follow me. So the watchman reported, saying, the messenger went to them, but is not coming back. Which meaning, the messenger followed Jehu instead of King Joram. Then he sent out a second horseman or a second messenger too, who came to them and said, thus says the king, is it peace? And Jehu answered, what have you to do with peace? Turn around and follow me. So the watchman reported, saying, he went up to them and is not coming back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously or violently. Then Joram said, make ready. And his chariot was made ready. Then Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out to meet Jehu, and met him on the property of Naboth, Jerielite. So the prophet of Naboth close to Jezreel, the place. Now it happened, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, is it peace, Jehu? So he answered, What peace as long as the hollow trees of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many? That's a really rebellious answer. So he answered, what peace as long as the harlots of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many? Jesus' answer is true, because true and genuine peace only from knowing God who gives it to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? So, and what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial, or Satan, or devils? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? So which means no agreement. That's why no peace, rather than conflict. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So Jehovah's answer is true. Because true and genuine peace only from knowing God who gives it to us. Verse 23, then Joram turned around and fled and said to Ahaziah, treachery, Ahaziah, so the Judah king. Now Jehu drew his bow with full strength and shot Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow came out at his heart, and he sank down in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bidekah, his captain, pick him up, and threw him into the tract of the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite. For remember, when you and I were riding together behind Ahab, his father, that the Lord laid this burden upon him. Surely I saw yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, says the Lord. This Lord's saying, and I will repay you in this plot, says the Lord. Now therefore take and throw him on the plot of the ground according to the word of the Lord. So basically, Jehu fulfilled the Lord's saying. Verse 27 to 29, Ahaziah, the king of Judah, also killed. When Ahaziah, king of Judah, saw this, he fled by the road to Beth Hagan. So Jehu pursued him and said, shoot him also in the chariot. And they shot him at the ascent of Gur, which is by Ibleam. Then he fled to Megiddo, that's Judah's territory, and died there. And his servant carried him in the chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his tomb with his fathers in the city of Debir. In the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, Ahaziah had become king of Judah. Now, verse 30 to 35, Jezebel's lust. Now when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. Jezebel, a witch woman, she had introduced the worship of Baal, killed the prophet of God, and plotted to steal Naboth's vineyard and to kill him. She put paint on her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. Then as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, is it peace, Jimri, murderer of your master, another assassinated? The first king, chapter 16, verses 9 to 10. Now his servant Jimri, command of half his chariot, conspired against him, as he was in Tirzah drinking himself drunk in the house of Arujah, steward of his house in Tirujah. And Jimni went in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. So another assassinated Jimni. And he looked up at the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" So two or three eunuchs looked out at him. Then he said, "Threw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses. And he trampled her underfoot quickly to make her die. And when he had gone in, he ate and drank. And he said, "Go now, see to this accursed woman, and bury her, for she was a king's daughter." So the Jezreel, the king's daughter, the king of Sidonians, the first king, chapter 16, verse 31, "And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the idolater Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel, the daughter Itabel." So Ahab took wife Jezebel, king of Sidonians. He went and served the Baal and worshiped him. So she introduced Baal worshiping into Israel as Ahab's wife, so king's daughter. So they went to bury her, and they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. So where was her body? So therefore, the reason, verse 36, "Therefore they came back and told him, and he said, 'This is the word of the Lord, God's word, which is spoke by his servant Elijah.'" Elijah ascended into heaven about 20 years ago. "The Tishbite, saying, 'On the plot of ground at Jezreel, dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as refuse or dung on the surface of the field in the plot at Jezreel, so that they shall not say, here lies Jezebel.'" Because of verse 36, "The wild dogs ate all of them except them." So the first king, chapter 21, verse 23. So as stated above, Elijah prophecy fulfilled. Let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 6. "Then he arose, went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, the God's saying, I have anointed you king here.'" I have anointed you king here. We can see God's character, which is righteousness. Because in order to develop God's righteousness, God used Jehu as an instrument for judgments. So of the people of the Lord, so still God considered the Israel people, most of them forsake God, the worshippers Baal. But God still considered Israel people as his people, the people of the Lord, or the people of Jehovah. Here we can see the faithfulness of God, the character faithfulness of God. So what character can we see in God's saying? So number one is God's righteousness. Number two, God's faithfulness. Question 2, in verse 22, "Now it happened, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, 'Is it peace, Jehu?' So he answered, 'What peace? As long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many.' What do you think about Jehu's answer?"
Joseph's answer is true, because true and genuine peace only from knowing God who gives it to us. Question 3, in verse 35, so they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hand. Why did they find no more of her than them? Because according to the Lord's saying, or God's saying, the dog ate all flesh except them. We conclude our Bible study. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.